Okay.
Hey, I don't know who's listening to this shit, but welcome. We are here.
Are we live?
We're not live. Oh. I'm saying, obviously, whenever they fucking listen to it, Chase.
You just catfish me into some live shit?
6 seconds in, you already fucked up.
Man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look.
Look.
Smoke. Whiskey.
Smoke. Smoke.
Whiskey.
Bitch. Smoke. Whiskey.
Smoke. Whiskey. Bitch.
I can hear the tempo.
Yeah. We're on, baby.
We're on?
We're on, dude. We're back.
Welcome back.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Holy
smoke
shit.
And whiskey.
What's it been, like 6-7 months, dude?
Feels like it. I miss my
it
people.
It does feel like it. I was missing this for a while.
I missed you.
Yeah. I missed you too, dog.
How you been?
Pretty good.
Yeah?
Pretty good.
You look good.
I mean, I look all right.
Are you growing your hair out?
I am growing the hair out, dude.
I'm slick back hair right now.
Dude, I'm going slick back. Good. I'm going slick back, going a little James Dean wannabe.
Dude, James Dean ain't got shit on you. You would eat James Dean's lunch.
I mean, maybe. I'd probably beat the shit out of him.
And then his girl's pussy.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, who hasn't?
Why are we getting the vulgar 6 seconds?
I don't know. Six seconds in, you're already fucked up.
Man,
the intro's fire, dude.
Yeah, it's been a couple weeks, huh?
Yeah, I know. It's been a long fucking time. It did feel so weird because every week I was like, I got like nervous.
Yeah.
Like I was like, the fans are going to fucking hate us, dude. That's why I had to release that thing. Hey, bro, look, we went through a loss in our family, dog, and it's been busy trying to deal with all that shit. You heard the fucking thing I posted. It was, I feel like it was good enough to let y'all know what's fucking going on, but we're back, man. A week break ain't that bad.
No,
I feel like it's not terrible.
No,
definitely seen podcasts do worse.
You know, sometimes you got to deload.
Yeah, deload a little bit. I hope everybody had a good week without the podcast. I don't know how y'all survived, but you did it, and hopefully you're fucking back listening to us, bro. We played this thing. This thing's going on, and it's really throwing me off. Where Chase is starting to like win at chess now, and it's honestly pissing me off. I was real distracted last game, and I fucked up as people do when they're trash. And then I gave up my queen, and he took it, dog. He took the game from me.
Listen, I just told you I'm just drinking less and working out more, getting my mind right.
He's polishing his lifestyle up, dude.
I'm polishing it up.
We're drinking a Leaf vodka. They're not a sponsor, but they should be. We're drinking Leaf vodka. It's like an organic vodka. It's fucking good, dude.
Yeah, it is. Pretty good.
I did find a whiskey that was like 60%. The other day, and I'm gonna go buy it soon. It was, I sampled it though. She gave me a sample. It was fucking good, and 60% is a lot for a whiskey.
Yeah, that is. Was it normally 40?
Yeah, 40%. Alcohol usually it's like 40, 45 for whiskey.
I know Jack and Jim and
yeah, the base is pretty much 40 for most things. But man, it was good. I was like, holy shit, I'm gonna come back for this.
This is a neat little grinder, bro. Kind of like this.
Where'd that one come from?
This was
her mom's?
Yes.
Is Amanda's?
Yes.
Man, she always had cool shit, dude.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, man.
Yeah, it's dope. What is this little animation on the top? What is this?
It's like a little Yoda. Is that a Yoda?
No, it's not. Yeah. Dude, it's Lucy. Like, I Love Lucy, but she's holding guns and has marijuana, like
so
face
mask. I Love Lucy Suicide Squad version?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, nice.
It's like if I Love Lucy was Harley Quinn.
No, that's not... That's Marilyn Monroe. That's not I Love Lucy.
Oh, whatever the fuck, dude. They're same people.
Hold up. Hold the fuck up. We just got our first topic of the podcast. You just confused Marilyn Monroe with I Love Lucy?
Mm-hmm.
We're only...
Dude, they're both in black and white, you know? The same person, dude. What, do you see her in person?
Randy,
you old
no,
bitch.
I mean, I wish. She banged JFK, bro.
I'm sure she did, dude. Who couldn't? You know what I mean? If I had a vagina,
I mean, don't get me wrong.
JFK.
Lucille Ball is a queen. A fucking queen. My mom, huge fan.
Right.
Every year for her birthday, I would literally buy her I Love Lucy memorabilia. She has a purse, a lamp. Also, Coca-Cola stuff. Old school stuff, man.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Lucille Ball. She was a huge fan. But Marilyn Monroe?
Whole different animal.
Different animal.
Different animal. Definitely. I've seen one picture of Marilyn Monroe. And
she
it's
was
the
originally OnlyFans, dude.
No, she was the original like Kim K that was just like famous for being hot and famous. Shit's funny.
So you see they're taking OnlyFans pornography.
They are taking. Dude, I'm losing a lot of money.
Are you?
I'm losing a lot of money with it, dog.
I was going to ask. I was gonna ask. Do we need to room up sooner than I thought?
I need help, dog. I'm struggling.
It's okay, man. It's gonna be good.
Dude, my thighs.
There's always porno.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. We'll have our platforms. You know what I mean? We'll find a way. Yeah, it is pretty crazy. It's weird because, and honestly, to me, it's shitty because you're taking away a lot of opportunity that like these girls have. Like, they found a platform where people apparently love to see them, like, obviously, and they make a lot of money from it. At the same time, it's like, I get why OnlyFans is doing it. They want to be more of, like, an all-inclusive site and, like, kind of branch out.
Because let's be honest, right now they're only known for
one thing. That's all they do.
That's like, it. Absolutely.
In the courthouse, like, they'll say, oh, our website's for whatever the content you want the content to be and everything, but now it's just going to be more...
Right.
Like, they're just restricting the adult version of it.
Right.
That's all it is. Technically, you can do whatever you want on OnlyFans. I can cook on a camera and put it on OnlyFans and be like, pay $5.
But can you do it butt naked?
Exactly. And that's what people want to see, dog.
You know what I mean? I want to see you cook them fucking biscuits and
dude,
gravy.
Dude, I fuck... Yo. Oh, my God.
Just ass out.
Dude, just, you know what I mean? Ass naked. Just sauteing some onions.
You know what I mean?
Crying. That'll get all the girls involved, dude. If I just start crying on OnlyFans, staring at the camera.
Dude, the image of you standing butt naked in the kitchen, crying, yeah, cooking some onions.
Making an omelet with just like 50% of the omelet's onions. I'm just, I'm like, fuck. Hey, dude, if I bet you there's a lot of like fetishes out there that like they want manly people to.
How
like,
about Gordon Ramsay in the kitchen just cuss people out butt ass naked?
Wow, just naked as fuck.
Get the fuck out my kitchen.
You know how much money he'd make?
Dude.
This should be hilarious.
So you think he's packing or he's lacking?
I don't know. It's hard to tell because I've seen a lot of people that.
How tall is he?
I think he's like 6 foot, 5'11", yeah. Something like that. He's not short, yeah. But dude, he's a badass. He was like a fucking. He has his black belt in judo and something
else.
Yeah,
but do you think he's that mean for like a reason? Is he lacking?
The thing is, he's only mean.
Or is he confident?
He's not really that mean in real life. He's blunt in real life, and like, but he's funny.
Yeah,
and that translated to his character on the show.
Right.
That's why all his shows are like Hell's Kitchen and fucking like this is the worst fucking shit I've ever seen. Like that's the character he made. That's how he made
absolutely
money. You know what I mean? But in real life, honestly, I think he's just like me. Like he's outgoing and loud and like opinionated. And on top of that, he has an accent and he's funny.
And the producers just ran with that.
Yeah, exactly. Of course. They were like, you know what? I see potential
because
in this
I've
attitude.
Seen him interact with his kids and stuff on
YouTube
channel.
He's such a nice guy. He's a great dude.
Shows, yeah.
Yeah, he's done a lot for like community and shit, and he's nice to everybody. He's honest and things like that. I like him. I love the dude.
Oh, well, so did Tupac.
Oh, well, yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So I saw a video on Facebook the other day, and it was a video of the actual cop who one of the cops who responded to the Tupac shooting.
Mm-hmm.
First time I'd ever seen this. I hope it was real. It was fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
But he was saying how Tupac, he was like, the cop was asking him, all right, who shot you, blah, blah, blah. And Tupac's last words were literally like, fuck you.
That's fucking hilarious. I believe it. He was such
he was taking his last breath, like he's like, fuck you, because I'm not talking, no one talks to the police.
He was such a colorful personality. Have you seen the video of Tupac?
Colorful person.
He was a colorful person. He had a colorful personality is what I said.
Oh.
Don't you ever try and turn my audience
Jesus,
against
dude.
Me. You understand?
Jesus.
You understand that? He had a colorful personality. All right?
He did.
Yeah, dude. I said that because I was about to start talking about this video I saw. So, have you ever seen the video of Tupac talking to this little kid? And the little kid's like, come around my fucking street again. And he's like trying to act all thug to Tupac. And dude, they're laughing. They're fucking. It's Tupac and like all his gangster friends and shit. And this kid's like, yeah, watch your back, watch your back. And it's like he's like fucking 11, dude. And Tupac's like, damn, man, my fault. I didn't mean to come over here in your streets and shit.
Well, at that age, they're just imitating.
Yeah, you know I mean? I know. At that age, it's just that's why he was laughing.
Well, see, that could be the problem, man. Right?
No, of course
we got kids that age. They're imitating us.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what society.
So all the characters that we invent,
absolutely,
they actually become
like
those people.
Like smoking whiskey.
Yeah, word. So people will listen to
I
the exaggerated.
Was a character.
Yeah, well, this is just us. But people, it is interesting to think about that. Over time, people went from being just who they were going to be to like, God damn, dude, you're doing your fucking 8-pound reps during the podcast. And dude, the reason everybody's cars and phones just almost exploded was because he hit the goddamn table with his 8-pound. Oh my God,
I gotta get them reps in, baby.
Just fucking destroy.
I have to do the math and how far I should be away from the mic versus hitting the table, dude, with a dumbbell.
It's
I have
fun.
To lean in.
I think our audience
and hit the delt.
I think the
right
audience is gonna forgive you, dog. Dude, at this point, they'll hear us fucking smack in the mic because it's been a week and a half. They're just itching for some smoke and whiskey, dog.
Oh, I'm sure. That's what I tell myself about.
I'm itching for
everybody
it.
Everybody that's ever had me.
I'm dead.
They want it again.
They're just itching for it.
I bet they do.
They just want they'd beg me to just shake their hand. No, but what I was saying is it is weird to see how people, like a long time ago, were just going to be themselves in a lot of ways. So, like, there wasn't all these characters back then. It started, like, in the last few decades, of course, because it's always been like that. Usually, hey, and it all comes from like music or sports or some kind of platform like that, TV shows. But it's weird to think about how the characters that we talked about, for instance, Gordon Ramsay's character being all loud and blunt and funny, and everybody looks and likes that.
Yeah.
And kids will look at that. Same thing with music. All the rappers, they're like, oh, I'm hard, I carry guns, I shoot people for fun and shit like that. Kids look at that. And they, at a real young age, when you just grow up doing nothing but hearing shit like that, it like you're like, that's what I have to do to get attention.
That's your
and
normal.
They actually become that, like you say, that's their normal.
That's your normal.
It is interesting to think about that. That's why everything's becoming so exaggerated. But at the same time, that's how you come up with a lot of good shit. Like, nobody, LeBron wouldn't be as good at basketball as he is now if there weren't people before him.
Oh, absolutely.
And that's, you know, I mean, that's evolution, man. It's fucking dope to witness.
Has to be.
It's
you
dope to
witness. You see their games develop by watching other people. Mm-hmm. You can look at LeBron and see Jordan in him. You can see Kobe in him.
Yeah, all that shit.
You can see
Magic Johnson
in him. You see a lot of Magic.
A lot of Magic.
No one talks about that a lot, but you see a lot of Magic in LeBron.
Yeah.
He doesn't get as many assists, obviously.
Well, yeah, because he doesn't really run the point.
But, you know,
he can.
But neither did Magic.
Yeah, he did. He's a point guard.
He ran a point all the time. That was a big ass point guard.
Yeah, he's 6'8" point guard.
What the fuck?
I don't know if I mean I'm a young boy, young buck, but I never watched him live
running
all the time.
Was he running point?
He was definitely like the.
No,
he,
I'm not saying I'm right. I'm
no,
yeah,
I'm saying
definitely
I'm,
be wrong.
Yeah, I'm telling you that like he was a 6'8" point guard, and
oh,
that's just,
you know,
what he's known for.
I think when I watched that Bird and Magic documentary,
yeah.
I'm gonna sound real stupid on this podcast.
Whatever. That's all good, dude. Who gives a fuck?
And I was born in '84, and I don't even fucking know.
I mean, I'm a basketball head. If I could say some shit about football, that you'd be like, "Are you fucking kidding me?"
Yeah.
I've grew up being obsessed with basketball, and I still currently kind of am. So, but yeah, dude, you can see that kind of game get taken out of people's play style and just incorporated in all these younger players and everything. It is really cool to see, and that's with everything. Whether it's music, you'll see shades of, like in J. Cole, you'll see shades of like Tupac and things like that,
yes.
And fucking Nas and all that. You'll see shades,
yes.
And then people make like craft it into their own. It's a beautiful process, to be honest. Even and it's not always in stars too. It's like me. Like I play like my dad a little bit, and then I also play like people that I've played with that I look up to, and it is cool that everything's a melting pot, you know.
Absolutely.
You have these people you look up to and learn from, and then you're just like, I'm going to take the best parts of everything. So evolution, whether you believe in the evolution in our like great past and everything, you have to understand that it's still a thing.
Can I drop something deep on you, though?
Of course. Well, that's what we're here for, dog.
Smoke's going to get real deep on you real quick. You're going to learn more from the people that you don't want to learn from than the people that you do.
Yeah.
You learn what not to do.
Absolutely.
I learned that in the Army.
Yeah.
With all the bad leadership,
mm-hmm.
I learned exactly what I didn't want to be.
Right.
And I've done that with human beings my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
You pay attention to those people, you know what characteristics you don't want to you know what I mean, project and be
right.
Like. That's what makes you a good person. Learning from the bad.
I
not
agree
not
completely.
Shutting them out. Yeah. Learning from the bad.
A lot of the most relatable thing you can say about that is a lot of people do that to their parents. People who want to be parents will say, okay, well, I had a good mom and good dad, and there's these things that I agree that they did to me or with me, or when it comes to parenting or their social life or whatever, and there's things I like and the things I don't like. And then everybody's like, the biggest thing that I learned is what not to do in certain situations because of how I was brought up. Yeah. And that's relatable to everybody. Anybody who has parents and wants kids, they've all said that. They've all been like, well, I know what I'm not going to do, and it's that. And they're going to say a story about their childhood.
And I think that's part of evolution as part of our evolution as a human race.
Right, of course.
Is the way that we treat each other. The way look at the history.
Yeah.
We have historically treated each other like a
garbage.
Complete garbage.
Yeah, garbage.
And we're still only minutely better.
Yeah, we're not that much better.
Yeah, we're not driving slaves and, you know, Egypt isn't built, you know what I mean?
Like, we're more tolerable, but it's still pretty fucking bad.
But up here, in our mindset,
yeah,
I feel like a lot of people are still there. You know what I mean? Like, there's so much separation.
Yeah, I think this next generation, like, by the time I'm... Obviously, racism is never going to go away. It's never going to go away. People are so simple-minded and scared of cultures that aren't theirs that it's always going to be a thing.
People are always afraid of the unknown.
Right. And so it's never going to go away. But by the time I'm like my dad's age, I think it's going to be hard to find. Yeah. Right now, it's harder than back then, obviously, but it's still prominent.
Yeah.
By the time I get old, I think after like my dad's era ends and like he ends up passing and all the people his age pass, then it'll pipe down a lot. Not gonna go away, but I think it'll pipe down a lot. I'm excited to see. It's because I don't know. I'm so on the side of like everybody just being cool with each other because that's how I've been growing up, and I know that's how you've been.
Hey man, try. This I think new it'll vape.
Happen, dude. No, fuck you.
Hey, just try this new vape, dude.
I'll try it, dude. I'll try.
Try it, dude. I knew it.
Holy shit, dude. You're gonna make... You're for real... I almost passed out. I'm not kidding. I couldn't see for a second.
You know what? I wouldn't drink half your whiskey. So
yeah, you know what I mean? See, that's why I'm smoking whiskey and we're not both smoking whiskey, okay? Because my lungs are pure, dude. I have the lungs of like a fucking Olympian. Fuck. And I have shit hurts.
And I have the soul of Wonder Woman.
I have the liver.
I just want those wrist cuffs.
Sexy-ass
wrist cuffs.
Dude, I would rock the shit out of them.
Could you imagine rocking some shit with some of those on? Could you imagine just beating it up with those wrist cuffs on? Just
wow, with it. Ting, ting, ting.
You know what? I just found my Halloween costume.
You'd be Wonder Woman?
Yeah.
Dude, be it. Do it. You look good in a crop top.
I don't care. It's 2021.
People follow on Instagram know you look good in a crop top, dude.
I'm getting better every day.
Yeah. Hell yeah, dude.
Better. I can't wait till the next top swap. I swear I'm busting out that son of a bitch.
Top swap is he's referring to so my girl Rennie, she made a drinking game. I'm sure everybody listening know what the King's Cup is, and if you don't, you should look it up. It's a really fun drinking game. But she made her own where she like got these jumbo cards, and she laminated them with construction paper and like doodles on the other side. And so you can flip King's Cup and make like have the King's Cup cards facing up, and you just pull her cards on the other side. And dude, it's so fucking funny. And one of them is called Top Swap. And he had to wear a fucking crop top. And that's why I arm wrestled him with a fucking blue crop top.
Not to mention that every time we play that game, I get that fucking card.
You do get it. You get that, and you get one of the shot cards. You know, what's one of the cards you always fucking get? Is it AC/DC one?
No, I think it's the back tattoo. Tramp stamp.
Oh, the tramp stamp one? Yeah, dude. It's fun as fuck. One day we need to, once we start like getting good video, dude. Did
it last time.
Yeah. Once we get good video going for this podcast, dude, we're playing that shit. And we're putting it on Patreon where people can just watch us be drunk and play that game. Well, shit would be funny. Dude, pay like $5 just to watch an hour or two of us playing that game over and over again and us doing stupid shit.
I would rather than just come over and bring a six pack.
Dude, absolutely. If you're in Humble, dude, I'm telling you right now, if you're in Humble and you're not like an asshole serial killer, like fucking hit us up.
No, if you're a serial, you can still come over.
I'm just gonna kill us.
I'm going to take you out. I'm going to interview you first.
Yeah,
I am a true crime fucking junkie.
I have to plug this in. Shit.
What is that, dude?
The charger. Oh, it's plugged in. Nice. We're good. I have to charge my computer because I swear to God, if we were like 40 minutes in and the shit shut off, I would have went Super Saiyan.
You're the only educated guy with this stuff.
This setup.
You haven't showed me one time.
It's not that much education, dog.
You
it's
use me
just,
for my voice. Huh? You use me for my voice.
I use you for your vocals, dog.
Should I get real close?
Actually, yeah, dude, it's sexy.
It's sexy.
Dude, I don't have an underwear on. You need to relax.
I'm gonna do the rest of the podcast like
just like that.
Let me give a shout out to my boy.
We doing smoking whiskey ASMR, dog. Dude, we sound good.
Yeah, we do.
We sound pretty good,
dog. How you doing, ladies?
I'm doing pretty good, baby. Yes, I have a vagina, dog. He said, ladies, I'm one of them. Bro, ow, I rolled my ankle. I'm sitting down, and I rolled my fucking ankle. How does it happen?
So you listen to any new podcasts lately?
No, I usually stick with the same ones. Bad Friends, Congratulations.
You don't listen to any fiction, though? Like, I like fiction.
No, when it comes to...
Like audio dramas?
Yeah, no. When it comes to shit like that, that's more Rennie's area, and she'll, like, show me cool ones. And I like it, but I don't listen to him religiously.
So you're still just a straight King and the Sting type dude?
Like, yeah, I'm real like comedy-based podcast. Yeah. When it comes to, I don't know, I feel like I want to start getting into like Sword and the Shield. Have you heard that one?
No.
They talk about like some, I don't want to get it wrong, but the ones I've heard about people talk about is like, I don't know, like serial killers or like really creepy shit that happens or like stuff.
So like individual stories each.
Right. It's shit like that. Okay. I don't know much about it. I haven't looked into it yet, but the two or three stories I've heard from Sword and the Shield are pretty fucking good. So I want to start really listening to that.
Yeah.
What about you? You been into any podcasts? New ones?
So I've been trying to get a lot into the audio dramas, the fiction. Watching Dark Undertow or listening to that Bullet Catcher. What's a few others? Leviathan.
Leviathan?
Yeah.
What is that?
It's like, man, it's this audio drama about this underwater world.
Right.
That they go to, and like they've been controlling everything almost like Illuminati style.
Wait, so it's so those kind of podcasts, it sticks with one story every episode?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Oh, it's like a big ass book.
It's like a big book or
See, that's fucking
and
then, dope.
And
to
like
me.
the really cool ones are like I found a couple that are one episode that are 2 hours long, like one movie.
That's fucking cool.
Yeah.
Dude.
So when I'm at work I'm sitting there and like I'm going through that hellacious day, I can get lost in that podcast like a movie.
Dude, that's
for 2 hours
genius.
They're gone, bro.
I never even heard of those.
Yeah.
That's genius.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
It's
like a
show that you can just hear.
Absolutely.
That's so dope.
Yeah, yeah. And sometimes like the audio will be so immersive that you'll be like, what the fuck was that? You know what I mean? Like if you have a really good set of headphones or you're in your
footsteps
car.
Footsteps and shit. Like,
if you're in your car and you turn that shit up while you're driving, they will literally tell you at the beginning of the podcast, like, you know, be careful. Like, this is audio immersive. You
yeah.
know what I mean?
We're going to make get in a head-on collision if you're not careful.
Yeah, because, like, all of a sudden there'd be you'd be like, what the fuck was that?
That's fucking
absolutely.
Dope. That's such a genius
cool.
idea. I never even thought of that.
Yeah.
That's
and,
cool.
And, like, so they'll have obviously all of it's dialogue because it's a podcast.
Yeah, and they can use imagery just like a
but
book.
But they use sounds along with the dialogue.
It's like a 4D book, dude.
Absolutely. That's so awesome. Instead of getting, What is it? Audio... What's that fucking...
Audiobooks?
Audiobooks, yeah that app. And just having Harry Potter read to you.
Yeah. It'll be more immersive.
You can go find a story, like a podcast, where they create, and like you really are living it, like you're watching it.
We should invent? We should invent like a capsule you get in, and you listen to shit like that, but if it's cold, you feel cold.
Yeah.
And shit, like it's like literally a 4D experience.
Almost, yeah.
That'd be so fucking dope. Like they have like the VR shit and they have like the 4D theaters where like it'll be wet and it'll like spray your calves, or like it'll be like if you're in a boat it'll spray your calves, or like if something smells bad it can smell like a skunk a little bit.
But if someone in the story gets punched in the face, like I come out and punch
you
in the fucking face.
Dude, I show up and I just rock the shit out of you as hard as I fuck through the screen, dude, I break it. Bow. That shit's fucking funny. That would be cool, though. If you can just, like, enjoy... Yeah, go ahead. If you can just, like, enjoy, a show like that, you just get in a fucking capsule, dude. And it's like... It's fucking... You ever seen those gaming chairs where you can race? And you get into the fucking... he's not responding on the podcast because he's fucking making a drink. It's all good. But I guess I'll just ask the audience. if y'all ever fucking been in the... Or have you ever seen the gaming chairs? You can get in a fucking Ferrari in like Forza, and there's a steering wheel and gas pedals and shit. dude, just the loudest ice machine I've ever fucking heard in my life. Oh my god, open the freezer next time.
What happened?
It's just so loud. It doesn't matter. Anyway, the seat will like, and you'll hit like a rock and it'll fucking throw the seat to the side and shit. In the racing games, I've seen it and it looks dope as shit. It's probably like $15,000.
Hey, Brian. What's up, dog? Could you sing to me real quick, though? I haven't heard you sing in a week.
What you want me to sing?
Just anything, man.
Anything. And, what you want me to sing, dude?
Give me something, dude. You better come from the heart with it, though.
Dude, my voice hasn't been good today.
Mike.
Huh?
Mouth.
Mike. Mouth.
Sing.
Sing. I don't know what to sing, bro. La 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 la. I don't know, bro. La 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 la. Hell no, I said it like 8 times. La 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 la. What should I sing?
Oh happy day.
Oh happy day.
When
Jesus comes. Jesus come to wipe my sins away.
When Jesus washed.
Dude, see, I don't fucking...
Jesus didn't come anywhere.
I don't know your hymns, dog. I breathe so hard. I don't know your fucking old lady hymns, dude. I don't hold little notebooks.
If you can't get down to that song, we can't be friends.
Oh, I didn't say I couldn't get down to it. I just don't know the lyrics, listen, okay? It's like me asking you to sing some fucking, like,
we need to get some audio clips on this podcast so people can hear what we're talking about. They would agree with me.
I mean, this whole goddamn thing is an audio clip, dude.
Anybody who is listening to this, you look that song up, and I want you playing it in your car just one time. I want you to feel it. Just feel it.
Oh, no, it's a beautiful song. I love just it. Feel it's fun. It. You get, when Jesus was, my sins away. Yeah, that shit's fucking fire, dude. my dad used to get me to listen to... all that like old school Christian a cappella bands. It was dope. I have one memorized. It's fucking hilarious. I loved it.
Music, man.
I used to love it. I love all kinds of music.
I love the good Lord, but I love music.
I'm glad you like me, dude.
Yo, really? We can stop. You did not just. Really?
I mean, I've heard your prayers, dog.
Holy
And
crap.
My answer's no.
I spend all day trying to get God to use me in the right ways, and you didn't do that.
He's speaking through me.
Nah. Okay. I'm like, hey, God, use me in my podcast to reach the people. Yeah, and then you come out and just claim to be just slick back hair.
I'm playing the devil's advocate.
Whatever.
Pun intended.
You bloated James Dean.
Dude, it's Wreck-It Ralph season, and I'm at the top of my game, dog.
Well, I'm waiting for movie 3, baby.
I've never seen Wreck-It Ralph.
What was that?
Oh no. Oh, we're gonna take a break. Shit's fucking up.
Twilight Zone shit.
There was some Twilight Zone shit, dude. Dude, I swear to God, I laughed. So when I went, my neck went. My fucking neck popped, dude. I've never laughed that hard that drastically. And just my neck just. It was crazy. Dude, I feel loose. I feel good now, dude.
I thought we got haunted by DJ's crew.
I mean, hey, this computer's been haunted a couple times. There's this chick named Jordan Delaney that I did the podcast with. I edited for their podcast, and for some reason, it was always her mic.
She dead now?
No. Oh. She might be, because that demon that demon was serious. It would always be like, on her fucking mic and shit, and Jordan's mic would be fine. It was so weird. And it was always hers. So... she's the devil and it's all good.
Maybe the Lord didn't want her to speak.
Yeah, they were like, shut the fuck up. Man, yeah, my neck pops because I laughed so hard, so I guess I'm getting old. I don't know. That must be a sign of that.
Shut the fuck up, Brian.
Shut up, dude. I'm getting so old.
You're getting old.
My back hurts. My knees are shot. What does that even mean when somebody says they're shot?
It means I want to punch you in the throat.
Is that what that means? Yeah. My knees are shot. See, he's mad, dude, because we're the same age.
Next arm lesser match, you're going through the table, dude.
Dog, hey,
we can do it on air right now. I don't care. It don't matter. Bucks and six.
No, dude, it's gonna be so weird sound wise. When we ever have video, we can try it.
Did you hear that dumbbell hit the table earlier?
Yeah, dude, I heard it.
Why do you think I carry on that dumbbell?
Yeah, I don't know. I've seen you only work out your right arm, and I'm not sure why.
One, it replaces my brick at the hat around the house to hit you with.
Wow, I'd rather die by a brick than a fucking
two,
8-pound
I had
dumbbell.
Been training for a rematch.
Mm-hmm.
since I lost.
Right. I have done nothing but eat Cane's
chicken strips. I literally left here, went to Walmart, bought an 8-pound dumbbell, and I have been curling it since
I've been drinking whiskey and eating Cane's chicken strips. That's what I've been doing since the arm wrestle.
You're going down.
So. I might go down, dude, but hey. I'd rather it be close and me not train than fucking.
You're going down like a 40-year-old hooker in that.
Yeah, take your time. Don't hurt yourself.
Hey, shut up, dude. You know what? You're always over talking me. I gotta talk loud.
I'm talking, dude. I'm sorry. I'm loud.
You know what? You break up my flow though. I'm a soft spoken dude.
Let me be like,
yeah, Keanu Reeves, dude.
Yeah, fucking, yeah. You know, we can just kind of like keep it low. And okay, you know what you don't do? Yeah, you only use the base of your voice like this, and you don't use the high parts of your voice. So we can both talk like this, and then it'll just be
Is a man supposed to have any other form of voice
besides bass? Oh, well, absolutely. Yeah. You sexist bitch.
I can't sing like you, so I don't have no need
You can,
for it.
You just don't, you can't sing in my key, because it's a different key. If you have, because you're
low. What key can I sing in?
I hurt myself. Today,
so I'm a Joss Turner, but worse.
Excuse me, that's Johnny Cash.
Yeah. I get it, but Johnny, his voice wasn't everything. His attitude and his image is what made Johnny. He wouldn't survive today. And I'm a fucking huge Johnny Cash fan.
Pain, the only thing that's real. Yeah, see, I couldn't hit that. I couldn't do it, but you can hit that bitch. Do it. The only thing
that's real.
See, hey, I can't do that. See, look, you're better singing than me.
Yeah, whatever. Dude.
There you go.
Whatever.
That's real.
Shut up, Justin. I can't Timberlake.
Do it. Timberlake, dude. I'm too fat to be Justin Timberlake. I'm like a Michael Bublé if he never worried about how he looked.
Oh, I love Michael so much.
Michael's great, dude. Michael's great.
Same as a Michael.
Tell me quando.
Oh, you're gonna go with that song.
Quando. That shit. What's a Michael Bublé song that I'm thinking of? You mean happiness.
I'm gonna find another you.
I don't know that song. Doesn't he sing like every Christmas song of all time?
Oh, he does. Yeah.
Well, there's
his big one was Home.
Is that the one where he's like he writing letters to?
I want
to
go home. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, how the fuck
Another
is it?
Another winning day has come and gone away in either Paris or Rome, and I wanna go home.
I wanna go home.
Oh, I miss you. You know. Dude, if I had your voice, it'd be fucking over. I've had my run,
and baby I'm done.
I wanna go home.
Yeah, something like I'll pass you by or whatever the fuck he says. There's another version of the chorus. Whatever, dude. That song's fucking heat. That song is heat.
Man,
I
Michael,
love that.
Michael's
I forgot
heat,
about
bro.
Michael, dog. Michael's I forgot he was solid, so good. Dude. He's like a chubby John Mayer, dog.
Chubby John. No. What? What? John's an ugly motherfucker. He can sing. I love.
Well, he's
him driving.
No, he like, everything John Mayer does. Is,
yeah. Type of morning that lasts all afternoon.
Stuck inside the gloom. John Mayer's.
Four more exists.
We're gonna get Make fucking flagged.
Fuck. Oh, yeah, you're right.
They just listen to our podcast. Clearly, they're listening to Smoke and Whiskey just so they can hear Michael Bublé renditions.
Yeah.
Fucking. Whatever, dude. We only have one sponsor. I'm gonna need anybody who knows anybody with a company, dude. Get on the bus early. Because as soon as we get popular, we're not even taking sponsors. You understand me? I'm only sticking with people who come in early, dog.
But, I mean, Smoke's still here, so you hit me up on the side.
Yeah, y'all can hit him. He'll take sponsors. He's an advertisement hooker.
No.
And we've all known that for a while now.
I just love people, man.
Dude, you can own a liquor store.
Good cop, bad cop, bro, whatever.
Yeah, you can own a liquor store.
We are literally like a bad fucking NYPD sitcom.
Us as cops would be hilarious.
It would be.
That would be so fucking funny.
You would be the dude I'm pulling off people choking out.
Yeah. I'd be freaking out on people, and you'd just be like, look, man, this is just the honest truth. Like you're going to go to jail. And I'm like, you fucking bitch.
You remind me of Kevin James on steroids.
Kevin James, though. Dude, I love Kevin James.
I do, too. It's a compliment.
That's so funny, dude. I like that. Like, I'm if Kevin James and Jack Black had a kid.
That's the fucking truest statement you've ever
said. It's
pretty
good. It's pretty solid child right there.
Well, I'm like if...
Fucking Patton Oswalt.
Ben Affleck and Brad Pitt had a kid. And Jen watched.
How about you fucking relax, all right?
Held the camera. Held the camera.
Maybe, like, I'm probably like these two fucking super hot guys if they had a kid. Fuck out of here. I don't even know what you're like. You're like Chase, dude.
And then Superman was beaten off in the corner.
Right. And his cum got a little mixed in Brad Pitt's. You fuck. I'm pretty much a god. I'm pretty much Jesus reincarnate, in my opinion. Dude, what? Brad Pitt and Ben Affleck? What an asshole. It's like me being like, dude, I'm like if Timberlake and Ryan Reynolds had a kid. You mean God, dude?
Oh, dude, that would be amazing.
Of course it would.
Dancing and comedic ability.
Dancing, comedy, singing, good looks, dude, everything. Acting, all that shit.
Dude, he can break some walls.
Yeah, it wouldn't be fucking fair, dude.
It wouldn't be.
Yeah, well.
Dude, if I can sing, though. Mm-hmm. If I had your singing ability with my dancing ability,
right,
it's over.
If I had your metabolism, I would run Texas. I have a bad body, dude.
Dude, let's team up.
Dude, if we could morph into a person, that'd be super dope. We'd run shit. This vodka lemonade is really good, actually. I'm usually not like a go-to when it comes to vodka because it does taste weird to me. I always like the taste.
I'm drinking holy water and sage.
Holy water. The sage got me, dude. I thought you were going to say fucking something else. Holy water and sage? Dude, does it burn every time it goes in?
I got some demons in me.
God damn.
Listen, why we got to go there?
Dude, I don't know, bro. Why don't you go there?
That's like you saying GD is like literally like me calling.
What does GD stand for?
Yeah.
Dude, just tell me. I'm trying to figure
it out. I'm just saying, but you saying that is like me calling Rennie the B word in front of you.
That's so rude, dude. You're calling God your girlfriend, dude?
I'm married to God. I'm baptized.
God's your wife, dude?
I am baptized.
That's crazy. I'm baptized too, dog.
Then you already know what baptism means, right?
Of course I do.
That means that is a marriage between you and God.
I don't see goddamn as like a bad thing, though. Because what you're literally saying...
But you should give it a try, right?
Give what a try?
Like not saying it.
You should give not smoking weed a try.
I'm not insulting him by smoking.
I'm not insulting him by saying God damn. I'm asking him to damn whatever I'm talking about to hell.
You know, your intentions are everything. Maybe your heart's pure.
Yeah, you know? My heart's pure as shit, dude.
You guys will figure it out.
My heart's pure, God damn it.
You guys will figure it out.
You guys? It's just
me.
I just hope
he doesn't call me as a witness.
Then I'm like, I'm pleading my case. It's going real well. And they're going to be like, hey, look, so we're going
to. Now we're back to pleading the fifth.
Dude, just an angel with a scroll is like, we're going to call.
Hey, you're just
going to call Chase Smoke Turbit as a witness. And I'm like, fuck. And I'm in the courtroom, I'm like, God damn it.
And the way that heaven works, you're only allowed to be certain eras of yourself that you were in certain parts of your life.
And you're like, you're fuck like, the boy stage.
Not where you ended up. Not the successful grandpa with 8 grandkids and like.
They just roll the dice. You get fuckboy Brian today. Bro.
Yeah,
I just walk in with like my fucking hair freshly cut, and me with like I got 200 pounds, and me just being like fuck everything.
You're
except
like
me.
Checking out the hot chick in the jury.
Yeah, I'm like, what's up, baby? And she's like, I'm an angel. I'm like, yeah, you are. You know what I'm saying? You goddamn right. And everyone's like, oh.
I'm glad you got that halo. Gave me something to hold on.
Wow, hold on to a halo, bro. That's what I'm talking about.
We gotta stop hanging out.
I'm bringing you over to the dark side, dude.
No, man. No.
Dark arts.
Now I gotta read Mark, Luke, and Matthew tonight.
Dude, fuck John. Dude, we're doing what we want here. That's the whole idea. How long you think we've been going?
53 minutes.
Really? It's only 40. 30, wow. 39 minutes. Okay. It was probably the fuck up in the middle where it was like... And it was like... Wow, 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 wow.
So
That shit was crazy. Dude, this demon's computer is what I was going to say. This computer has demons in it, dude.
The next podcast, I'm making the Ouija board.
Dude, let's do it.
Brittany will kill us.
We won't tell her.
Yeah, she'll know.
She'll know. She's going to come out here and be like, I just wanted to fucking clean the windows for no reason. She's like, what are y'all doing?
I feel like she'd be dead asleep and then pop up.
Oh, dude, she's real good at that. If I'm like going to sneak a snack or something in the middle of the night, she's like, where are you going? But yeah. If I'm like just going to getting up to pee, I could hit her in the face and she wouldn't wake up.
There's something you need to know, Brian.
What's up, dog?
Your girl can read things.
Oh, dude, she knows. She knows everything. 100%. She knows everything.
I can tell.
Yeah, she knows everything. I can usually read on people, but she reads situations really well. She knows what's going on.
Yeah, I wish I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I didn't.
But it's funny because she can't read the people she likes very well. The people she looks up to and loves and everything. It's way different. But people she hates, she knows what's going on. What are you doing? You licking on my mic, dog?
I was seeing what it tastes
like. Is it good?
No, that's not what I'm licking on.
No? God, you just... No,
I'm still hungry, though. I've eaten like 8 times today.
You've eaten a lot, and we'll eat again, dude. It's okay.
I'm trying to grow.
You can. I'm actually full, which is crazy.
You're full?
Dude, we're going to balance out. You're going to gain a little bit, and I'm going to lose a little, and we'll be in the same...
I'm gaining a lot.
That's cool. I could be 40 pounds lighter than you, and I'll fuck you up. It's all good, dude. I have no idea.
Like I said, arm wrestle right now.
It'd be too loud. It's too loud. We can video it after if you want.
It'll be one hit.
It's going to be too loud. It's going to last too long because you're weak, and then I'm going to eventually win, and you're going to be upset, and it's going to be real loud. Don't bite your muscles, dude. I told you I'm not wearing underwear. It's dangerous. I don't want to put a hole in another pair of shorts. What are you looking at?
I'm disappointed in you, dude. You're backing down from a challenge.
I'm not backing down. I said just wait until the recording's done. I'll fucking arm wrestle you with both hands.
You guys stay tuned because your boy Brian is getting fucked up. He's getting fucked up.
Yeah, y'all's boy.
I still won't roll with this big ass, though.
I'm too heavy for that shit.
I will not roll with this big ass.
If I get you on the ground, the shit's over, dog. I don't care who you are. I'm too
big. I'll throw some punches with you, but I'm too not big rolling technical. With your big ass. Hell no. Like I said, with 8-pound dumbbell, where's it at, baby? Wow. Where you at, girl? There you are, Susie.
You've just been shadow
Susie's
boxing.
Susie's right here. Look at this.
Wow, yeah. Susie.
Ooh, look at
Susie's, Susie's Hispanic? Is she Hispanic?
Does it matter?
No, I was just asking.
Susie's Susie.
Okay, what is she, though? Because
Susie's my girl.
Because she's a orange dumbbell.
Susie's my girl. Susie comforts me when no one else does. You back off, Susie. Why are you asking questions about Susie?
Do you know Susie? Dude. I just want to know who she is.
Do you know Susie?
I just want to see if she's down for like threesomes. Dude, it's so loud, bro. Susie looks like she got a lot of potential.
Bro, you back off, Susie.
Bro, I'll give her an extra pound.
Have your wife Walking the Dead?
I'll put an extra pound in Susie.
The Walking the Dead.
You ever seen Walking the Dead? Just so fucked up. What's
The Walking Dead?
Yeah, I've seen all 9 seasons. I haven't seen the 10th one yet.
This is Lucille right here.
That's Lucille?
This is Lucille.
Really? You bought her at Walmart a couple days ago. It's not Lucille, dog.
This was 6 weeks ago.
Oh, my bad. I think Lucille was with... Oh, my fucking God, dude. That's 3. That's 3 times. Now, whenever I stop recording, I'm going to have to beat your ass. You understand? I'm coming over there, and I'm going to rip the tattoos off of you.
You can't do it, dude.
I bet you I will. I'll blow your weed on the fucking carpet.
That's blasphemy.
Dude, I'll do it. And you'll be like, what are you doing? Then you're going to try and catch it while it's in the air for a second.
Like a balloon in the air.
You're going to try and catch it like that. Assume your hands.
It's got to stay.
Can you do that? Can you clap with one hand? Because I can. See?
That's both my hands. What are you doing right now? It's like a...
I bet you can't do it. Clap hard with one hand.
You look like a bird who's seeing eye.
Yeah, dude. You like that, dog?
What is that?
You know, it's funny. Look, I'm gonna tell you why I can do that. It's hilarious. Look, I'm going to tell you why I can do that. And it comes from me having, like, you see? I'm killing it. Yo, clap with one hand, dog. You jealous?
Dude, I wish you were president of the United States, and every time you walked off on the Oval,
I'd be like,
I
wait. The South Lawn, you were just like. Honestly, it's all the whiskey. That's what got me doing that. No, it's fucking when I was young, like I have real bad ADHD, right? So like whenever I was young, bro, I couldn't control my energy. So I would find little fucking things to do to fucking fuck around. And that was one of the things. So I would, when I was bored, it was like a fidget. Like how kids have fidget spinners and shit. Instead of that, because I didn't have shit like that. I would literally do like this. I go, and fucking like, because I was bored. I would just like, I would shake my hand and try and make sound. Because it was fun for me. See, you can barely do it. I'm loud as fuck.
What the fuck?
I'm loud. I told you.
You're a fucking gorilla.
I'm just weird. It's just my muscles are built weird in my hand because of that. I grew up just being like, wonder if I can make sound. I just did it, bro. It's so fucking, just like I could pop my knuckles like this. Like,
oh my God. Well, stop.
Doesn't make any sense.
Nobody wants to hear that.
I twist it the other way around. I put all my fingers together and I twist both my hands the opposite direction. What is,
dude, that looks.
It looks like it hurts, doesn't it? Like that. It doesn't. I just do it. Sometimes yeah. It hurts a little bit, but.
Okay, Ted Bundy.
It's like Wolverine, dude.
It hurts every time. It hurts every time.
You sound like Batman.
Chill. I'm Batman.
This is the worst in person. And that sounds like you're trying to get a fucking hairball after.
And then I'm Batman.
That sounds like you touch people, bro. Just fucking. You gotta find a healthy middle. Not psychopath, not right, fucking predator. Wait,
shut the fuck up.
All right, hold on. Let's get.
Let me get. All right. Let me get in scene. Just, wait. Give me. Let me get. Wait.
All right. You're on the top of a building.
Bane or no?
No. We're doing Batman. Hold on.
I want Bane.
Okay, relax. I'll add Bane in a second. This is the first scene. First scene, you're on top of a building, right? You're okay, on the corner.
What's up?
On a gargoyle, per se, like in the comics.
You know what I'm talking about? Chilling.
Yeah,
just
chilling.
Chilling. Post
it
up.
You drop down on a criminal, uh-huh. And it's like you. Yeah, you just. It's your first night as Batman. You know, uh-huh. So you have to claim your land. You understand?
No one knows me.
They're doing some kind of bullshit.
No one knows me.
Right. They're doing some bullshit. Like
they're gonna know me.
Yeah. Exactly. Like a weed transaction, yeah. Like something that doesn't deserve Batman, but you need to make yourself known. You understand? So you drop down on one of them's head, you break his spine. You understand? You break his spine, you turn him
you
over,
just
and
he's made
like,
my week.
And he's like all fucked up like this, like a player paraplegic, right? And he's on the concrete looking up at you, and you're just about to fuck him up, and like you already cracked his spine in half a little bit, and he's like, "Who the fuck are you?" And then,
all right.
He doesn't say all right. Okay. So that's the scene. Right, with action. He falls down. Boom. You flip him over and you like this. Just hand on his throat, fist up. And you go, who the fuck are you?
Hey. Only the innocent can walk.
What the fuck? That's what he would respond to that. Who the fuck are you?
Only the innocent can walk.
What the fuck? I farted.
Get your punk ass up.
Just fucking.
You think you're tired?
That's. No. Cut.
What happened?
Read the goddamn script.
Damn it,
okay?
Steven.
Look here. Come here. Okay? I'm going to give you little notes. So, what you're going to say, the line is, I'm Batman. Okay?
Yeah.
That's the. No, you don't have to. You're out of character.
Okay,
it's okay.
Sorry.
Yeah, it's all right. It's all right, Steven. It's hard. So, look. The line, you drop down. You're doing real good on the physical part. You drop down.
Yeah.
Get on top of him. You're not Batman right now. Okay, so you drop down.
It's hard.
Yeah, I understand. You can stay in character. It's like a method acting. I get it.
That's what she said.
Yeah, oh, that's hilarious. Okay. I need you. You don't have to breathe like Batman. It's okay. No, okay. So you're doing real good on physical part. I need you to just say, I'm Batman. Okay? Okay? Whenever the opportunity comes. Okay? Whenever it's time. Just read your line. I get that you can improvise. You're a good actor.
Okay.
But I need you to, you go down and read line. Okay. Okay. Exactly. There you go.
I'm Batman.
That's beautiful. Okay. We're gonna do this right here. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Everybody to their positions. All right. Light. Hey, move that light a little bit. Okay. All right. And he's taking a drink. Hold on.
I'm Batman.
Yeah. Okay. Right. That's the line. Come on, Steven. Where'd y'all get this guy? Alright. Steven, you ready?
Season y'all.
I didn't know Okay. All right. And action. Fuck! Who the fuck are you?
I'm Batman.
Cut! I think we got it. That was beautiful. Dude, just so much rasp, dog. I can't do all the phlegm. I don't know. Is that the smoking?
It might be.
I might start smoking just so I can fucking sound like that. You know what I'm saying? I don't even like to smoke. Yeah,
I could be anybody.
Well.
You know, I could be, but my thing is, I could be anybody with the disguised voice. I could be Samuel L. Jackson with a disguised voice. It's just like, hey, that's Samuel L. Jackson with a, I could be like, hey, motherfucker.
Just so loud. You can be anybody if they were disguising their own voice?
Yeah.
I mean, Jesus Christ, man. I could be fucking, I could be Donald Trump if he tried to sound like me. Oh my god. Hey, you can be anybody if they're trying to sound like you. I play a real good fucking Barack Obama if he's trying to sound like me.
Do it.
My name's Brian, and see? He's trying to sound like me. That's exactly what he would sound like.
Oh.
You get it?
I get it.
Yeah. That's a bad joke, sorry. Can you do any impressions? Don't say Batman. Can you do any?
I can do Superman, but I just.
Oh my god! Do you mean a normal white guy voice? What are you talking about?
No, I just don't speak. I just stand there.
Oh wow! With a little curl, a little bitch ass curl on the forehead.
Pretty much.
For some reason,
just
my girl
flex my abs.
Yeah. For some reason, Rennie loves when I have my fucking little curls come out, and it pisses me off. Don't lift up your shirt,
it's
dude.
Getting stupid.
I want to see your titties.
It's
dog.
Getting stupid. It's getting dumb.
Just roll it. You don't even like pick it up. You roll it up like a fuckboy. Do you do like this? I don't want you to roll your fucking tits
I'm
off.
I'm trying to be a real fuckboy right now. God. Okay. I got things to do. So.
Jesus. I wish I didn't have headphones so I could slick my hair back.
As my future wife listens to this one day.
Future husband?
What makes you think that I would ever have one without the other?
Hmm?
What?
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 Dude, the si senor almost made me fucking laugh my ass off, and I was like, god damn. I was like, I'm trying to stay in character.
Si senor. Si senor.
Si senora. That's just so much air, dog. Why does so much air come out of your fucking mouth? Who's Snapchatting me, first of all?
Who the fuck is Snapchatting?
I have no clue.
See, who you're does? Fucking married.
Oh, it's Alex Yates.
Oh.
My boy Yates, dog.
Dude, I didn't know you were gay.
Handguns will be available to be purchased in 2K22. AI police and prison system will be a new feature of this.
What?
That's 2K22. 2K is a basketball game. So it says in the new basketball game, it's like a joke. It says handguns will be available to be purchased. And then an AI police and prison system will be a new feature. That's fucking hilarious. Alright. God damn. Hey, bro. We're 53 minutes in, by the way, so we should be wrapping it up. Might as well. You're going to piss and everything, huh?
You gonna leave that on me?
That's why I was telling you, dog. Oh, my God. Have to put my phone on silent. Hey, bro. It was a fun little episode, dog. Not even little. We did a whole episode. I love that. I'm really fucking glad we got to do this. I've been waiting to do this. It felt so weird. I missed you. I missed being able to do this. Hell it was a lot of fun, dog. Dude. I fucking love it. Can't wait to do it again next week.
That's my audience, even though I don't even know who they are.
Yeah, my audience knows what's up. They understand. They hopefully they're happy to hear.
This year we're gonna have a soiree where every single body that's subscribed and listening, we're gonna throw a party, dude.
I think it'd be great. Anybody in Humble? I think we should.
Smoking whiskey, fucking.
We can rent out
dude.
A little warehouse, dog.
Hell yeah,
little
man.
Tiny warehouse. We're get some lights that, going. So hire a little DJ.
Pass on the word, if yeah. Fuck yeah.
If y'all give a fuck and y'all feel like hanging out with us, bro, we might plan it out. Hey, I'm telling y'all, if for the few people that follow us on the Instagram account, tell your friends or whatever, tell your friends about the podcast, all that shit. But aside from that, you comment on our videos, talk to us. We will respond to you.
I will literally buy every keg.
Yeah, we'll fucking hook everything up, dog. Talk to us. We want to be real involved with everybody that's a fan as much as we can. And yeah, you talk to us, leave reviews, comments on Instagram, all that shit. I run it personally myself, and if it's something about Chase, I will send it to him and be like, hey, what you want me to say? Like, we can talk to you. We'll interact with y'all. So we fucking love y'all. Little 55-minute episode for y'all on this fine Monday on August 23rd.
And we promise to be back before the next week.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to try and do the episodes more frequently, like as frequently as possible for sure. We both have jobs and everything. But, yeah, we'll make it happen. I'm sorry we went on the break. It had to happen. I don't know you understand. But it's fucking, it feels great to be talking to y'all again, to be talking to each other. And we love y'all. And we love this podcast. So we will fucking see you next week. Smoking whiskey out, bro. I appreciate y'all.
Peace.